Welcome to Off the Charts, the Horse Racing Stakes Picks podcast. This is Season 2, Episode 9, and I'm your host, Dave Ginsberg, with expert horse player Steve Duckhorn. How are you doing, Steve?
I'm doing great tonight, Dave. Really excited about this Breeders' Cup weekend. Yeah. And before we even get started here, I wanted to make sure that I gave some shout-outs to some folks who have either asked for them, or I want to make sure that they hear their names mentioned on our podcast because they've been loyal, and I want them on the biggest weekend of horse racing to know that I've acknowledged them. So right off the bat, I've acknowledged the tall guy before on this podcast, but I want to shout out to him and his brother Davey, who will be at one of the local OTBs here in the Chicago area for Breeders' Cup Saturday. I hope they pick a lot of winners. I want to shout out to my friend Nick and his entourage, who's down at Churchill Downs at Breeders. I know that that Nick and his buddies have a lot of information to go through, and I hope they I hope they find a long shot that pays them a good payoff. I certainly want to acknowledge my friend Tim, who is my friend and my partner on our horse Navajo, who FYI has been training as Dutro has said, like a superstar. So we'll see what happens when she finally gets on the racetrack. And last but not least, I do want to acknowledge one of our Twitter listeners, Dave. This guy named Mark that follows us on Twitter. He's taking his granddaughter to the Breeders' Cup.
Nice.
And he mentioned that in his tweet, and he also said that his granddaughter listens. So I want to give a shout out to both of them, and I hope they have a wonderful time at Breeders' Cup. So that's it. That's the end of the shout outs, but I wanted to make sure that I said some things there, Dave.
Well, that's great. It's exciting time here. We knew it was going to be, and everybody needs to know that this is not the only episode we're doing. There's going to be two episodes, so we got today's episode for Friday card, and then we have tomorrow's episode for the Saturday card. So I'm excited. We got two episodes to do here.
Me too.
So, yep. All right, let's kick it in here. Visit our website at offthechartshorseracing.com. At the top of the page, you'll find the links to all the ways you can listen to us. We have your bases covered. Just click a link and join our Facebook group. I'm starting to see some more traction on our Facebook group. A few more people have joined up, including the tall guy. He did join up on the Facebook page. I was very happy to see that. We may post some other items or videos or any of that types of things on the Facebook page. If you use Amazon Echo, just ask Echo to play Off the Charts Horse Racing on TuneIn. You'll be able to hear the latest episode. And of course, make sure you're following us on Twitter at Off the Charts HR. Steve may post any late day changes, maybe some other picks he finds. We're at over 21,750 downloads of our podcast, and the last episode, season 2, number 8, was downloaded almost 300 times. Please, we can't thank you enough for listening. So the agenda for this week is we have a special announcement we're going to be talking about here in a little bit, a donation page. We'll talk about that in just a minute. Review of last week. You'll talk about what happened last week. And then the horse nugget, I couldn't help cracking up during the pre-show. Analysis paralysis. This is going to be interesting. And then we review Breeders' Cup Friday at Churchill Downs. You have races 5 through 9. Got all two-year-olds. It's going to be an interesting card to take a look at, and Steve was up for the challenge. So let's start off with our discussion about the donation page. What our donation page basically is going to be a way of being able to donate back to us. Steve wanted to kind of tell us a little bit about what the reason was why we wanted to do this.
Yeah, so the intent here, Dave, is just to give the listeners an opportunity to help us kind of offset some of the costs of putting this podcast together. This it's not that it's overly expensive, but it's not inexpensive, and so there is a cost putting together the podcast, equipment wise, running a website. Just the cost alone in the racing forms. So I want to give the listeners an opportunity to become faithful donators to our podcast. And there's an opportunity. There's a link attached to our each podcast going forward that you can click on and get to it. We have various levels of donation that you can subscribe to if you so. Are inspired. You also have an opportunity on there just to make a one-time donation. If anything we're saying or doing, you perceive has that kind of value to you. Dave and I would both appreciate it.
Yes,
but certainly no obligation. Dave and I, our intent was always to make this a public service and something that we really enjoy doing. But we've been talking about this for a long time, and so we're at least going to give you the opportunity if that's what you'd like to do. So I don't really want to say a whole lot more about it than that, Dave, because again, the intent here was never to become millionaires by doing this.
No, not at all. We want you to become millionaires by winning on some of these bets. So
right, but this is an opportunity to say thank you. If you're so inclined. Obligation.
The link will be in the show notes as well as on the website. It's patreon.com/offthechartshorseracing. So just check out that page, and that's our donation page, and you will be able to donate. We really appreciate it. All right, so let's move on to last week's results. Not next week. I wish I knew next week's.
Yeah, really, we'd be like Back to the Future.
Yeah,
remember that?
Let's go. Yeah, exactly. Biff's almanac.
Yeah,
I want that.
Great. Yeah.
Let's go ahead and go review last week.
Yeah, Dave, so let's just buzz through last week, because as you remember, Belmont's card got entirely canceled, and we had one race there. So two stakes races, Dave. We did have a top two pick winner. We had a top three pick winner. Overall, our stakes stand at 312 stakes races handicapped, 138 top two pick winners, still tracking along at 44%.
Okay. That's short and sweet. So let's go to the horse nug segment. I'm looking forward to hearing about this one. Analysis paralysis. A lot of crazy stuff out there, especially this time when we got the Breeders' Cup going on. A lot of people have a lot of ideas of what is the winners of races. So give us what your thoughts are on this topic.
Ideas, Dave. Everyone's got a package they're selling. Oh, my God. You go online. Holy moly. Everyone's looking for $50 here and $100 there for their, I think information is good. I think at some point, once you've, subscribed and start looking at so many things, I think it can really paralyze you. I am certainly a guy that's interested in information, and I look at the stuff that gets sent my way, and, but at the end of the day, Dave, when I came back and I really started looking at handicapping these races, hey, the listeners might be happy. I know that Tim will. I printed out hard copies this time, so I'm working off old school racing form kind of data right now. So I got hard copies sitting in front of me. I thought I would take another run at doing that. I've had some success when I've kind of gone off the iPad and on the paper. So, basically, Dave, I just take the same blocking and tackling, the same X's and O's that I've always used. And with a little bit of, insight into kind of how these Breeders' Cup days kind of play out. And I just applied that stuff to my handicapping I take certain data points, some I put value on, some I don't, but I really think you can get overwhelmed with data on days like this to the point where it does paralyze you. You get to the race and you've read information positive or negative about every horse in the race, and you still don't know what to do. Yeah. So again, my suggestion always has been do your own research, find your own strengths, play to those strengths, handicap that way. And hopefully that's what I, what I've been trying to do through the course of all these podcasts. So that's kind of my thoughts on analysis paralysis. I will say I did get a text from one of our friends during the week around the soft turf course that's probably going to be had over the next 2 days. And his question was, is that set up for the Euros? Well, it does. For Euros that have raced good on softer yielding turf courses. But it also, I also responded back by saying, there are a number of North American horses because of how wet it has been this summer and fall at some of the venues, got plenty of races that you can evaluate them on yielding and soft and good turf courses. So, I think for a change, we have some good data points to also take a look at the North American horses and how they might fit on an off turf track. And I made sure that I incorporate that into my handicapping. So, that's kind of my horse nugget segment on analysis paralysis. My recommendation is, you know, don't get overwhelmed with too much information because it can get really confusing.
Stick with the form. That's the best de facto place to look.
And that's always been, you know, that's always what I always come back to, Dave, as you know. Yeah. I was born and raised on the racing form, and it's kind of what I continue to use as the foundation for my handicapping.
And I'm sure you're not alone.
No.
So, all right, let's move on to the handicapping for this week, Breeders' Cup Friday. This is a pick five you've put together here, starting with races five through nine. So let's start with the fifth race. Fifth race is 5.5 furlongs. It's on the turf. It's the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf Sprint. It's a $1 million purse, and it's for two-year-olds. Give us your picks.
Yeah, Dave, so I'm gonna come shooting right out of the blocks here with a long shot. I'm going to make the four. Wow. I'm going to make the four-horse Stillwater Cove, Wesley Ward Trains, Irad Ortiz the jockey, 20-1 in the morning line, our top selection. I like horses that are going from route to sprint. Certainly, it looks like this horse bounced off the opening effort there at Saratoga, went from an 80 down to a 72. But I really like horses that stretched out. This horse actually had the lead mid-stretch in that race at Woodbine and kind of gave it up at the end, you know, from a conditioning perspective. Looks like it's been training well, and Wesley Ward has incredible stats in turf sprint races just in general. He's 25% when he gets together with IRAD, and so my top selection in this fifth race on Friday's Breeders' Cup card is going to be the four-horse Stillwater Cove. My second selection in the race, I'm going to go to the rail with the one-horse Strike Silver, Mark Cassie Trains, Julian Lepreux the jockey, 4-1 in the morning line. This is a turf-to-turfer, so this is a second-lifetime turf start, back-to-back, usually a sign of improvement the second time out. The horse does draw the rail, so certainly he could get buried inside, but Lepreux seems to do really well in turf sprints, Dave. And this horse is out of one of our favorite sires, Violence. So let's make the one horse Strike Silver our second selection in this fifth race at Churchill on Friday. And then our third and final selection, Dave, is going to be the two horse Soldier's Call, Archie Watson Trains. I had to look up Murphy's first name. It's Osin, O-I-S-I-N. I'm assuming that is pronounced exactly the way it's spelled. Osin Murphy is the jockey. This horse is 9-2 in the morning line, gets Lasix for the first time. Those adjusted time form figures come back the last race at 92 and the race before that at 90, which are very high, would be very high buyer speed figures in this particular race. Would not surprise me at all if this Euro is there at the end. So let's make the two horse, Dave, Soldier's Call, our third and final selection. So to summarize, Dave, the fifth race on Friday, Breeders' Cup Friday, almost said Saturday. Breeders'
I know,
Cup,
you did.
Yeah, Breeders' Cup Friday. Our selections are going to be 4, 1, and 2.
And we know your sister's going to be all over Strike Silver. So
yeah.
Because of Violence.
Yeah.
The sire.
That's so correct.
Not that she's going to hear this.
No. That's right. That's right.
Anyway, let's move on to the sixth race. The sixth race will be the second leg of the pick five. This is also a pick four. It's a 50-cent pick four, which is even better, too. It's 1 mile on the turf. It's a grade one. It's the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies turf. It's a purse of $1 million. Fillies, two-year-olds. Give us your picks.
Yeah, Dave, my top selection in this sixth race is going to be the sixth horse, Newspaper of Record. Chad Brown Trains, Irad Ortiz, 2-1 the morning line. This is the morning line favorite. I just can't get past this horse winning back-to-back races on a yielding turf course, going away. Both races won by six lengths or more. So apparently this horse likes the soft turf. That 88 buyer speed figure stacks up as, I believe, the top buyer speed figure in the race. You get Chad and Irad, 28% when they team up together. Chad's been winning graded stakes races on the turf, you know, all year. Top trainer for those, you know, that kind of scenario. But I've got a couple of prices I think we can put with this one, Dave, but I just can't get past the six horse, Dave. Newspaper of record as our top selection. So let's make the six horse our top pick in the six race. Our second selection, Dave, let's take a price play. Let's play the five horse La Pelosa. Charles Appleby trains William T. Buick is the jockey. 15 to 1 in the morning line. Hey, we get a second North American start horse here, Dave. You know how much these horses improve after their second North American start, and even better, this horse won its first race in North America at Woodbine. So would expect some big improvement here, you know, with a second race over here on this side of the pond, and, you know, won pretty nicely the last time. Let's make the five horse La Pelosa our second selection in this sixth race. And our third and final selection, Dave, is going to be the 12 horse. The 12 horse is Summering. Tom Proctor trains. Drayton Van Dyke is the jockey. 15 to 1 in the morning line. Got caught in a very slow pace last time for this horse's closing kick. Great turf Tomlinson of 386. Great distance Tomlinson of 395. And I'll be honest with you, Dave, I get sick of getting beat by Tom Proctor in these kinds of turf races, so I'm not going to let it happen again. He seems to have a knack in these kinds of races, and so I'm going to make the 12-horse Summering our third selection here in the sixth race at Churchill on Friday. So to summarize, Dave, race six, Churchill Friday, our selections are going to be 6, 5, and 12.
All right, we move to the seventh race. Seventh race has a pick three. We'll continue on with the pick five and pick four. It's a mile and a 16th. It's grade one. It's the Tito's Handmade Vodka Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies. Grade one, of course.
I knew you would enjoy that.
I knew because I knew what. It's a $2 million purse.
That's correct. And our friend Eric, who works for Tito's, will be down there with his lovely wife for the festivities both Friday and Saturday, and you know, hopefully it'll be a great race, and hopefully he'll also have the winner. So our top selection, Dave, in this seventh race at Churchill on Friday is going to be the three horse. The three horse is Vibrance. Michael McCarthy trains. Johnny Velasquez is the jockey. 10 to 1 in the morning line. McCarthy's 24% in graded stakes races, Dave. This horse has got early speed. We got the, you know, we have the perfect early speed jockey for a horse like this. You know, a lot of these horses come in from the West Coast. They do their training at Santa Anita or Los Alamitos or even at Del Mar, and then they come in for the Breeders' Cup. But it looks like McCarthy brought this thing in for a training trip on October 27th at Churchill, like a workout over the track. And, oh, by the way, this horse is out of violence.
Well, reminder again.
our second selection in this race, Dave, is going to be the 10 horse. The 10 horse is Bellafina. Simon Callahan trains Flavian Pratt, the jockey. 2 to 1 in the morning line. This horse has done little wrong in her racing career. 4 lifetime starts, 3 wins and a second. 1 going away last time out at Santa Anita with an 89 buyer speed figure as a 4 to 5 shot. I would expect this horse to be right there. I certainly like Flavian Pratt, especially in these scenarios where it looks like he's going to have a stalking trip and be able to pounce in a stretch. Pratt seems to know when to pull the trigger on a horse at the right time from the races that I've been watching him ride. And so we're going to make the 10 horse Dave Bellafina our second selection in the seventh race at Churchill. And our third and final selection, Dave, is going to be the four horse is Restless Rider. Kenny McPeak trains, BJ Hernandez the jockey, 9 to 2 in the morning line. This was a true horse for course play. This horse is 2 for 2 at Churchill, Dave. Broke her maiden at Churchill and then also won the debutante coming from off the pace once last time out at Keeneland. BJ Hernandez been on the horse in every start. You know what I think about Hernandez as a jockey. We get this horse third off a layoff, so there looks like there might even still be some upside there from a buyer speed figure standpoint. If the speed fades in here, this four horse will be the one picking up the pieces. So let's make the four horse Dave Restless Rider our third selection in this seventh race at Churchill on Friday. So to summarize, our selections, Churchill Downs, race seven Friday, are going to be 3, 10, and 4.
All right, now we'll move over to the eighth race. Eighth race is a mile on the turf. It's a grade one. It's the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf. $1 million purse for colts and geldings, two-year-olds. Give us your picks.
Yeah, Dave, my top selection in this race, I'm going to go all the way out to the outside, Dave. The 14-horse Anthony Van Dyke, Aiden O'Brien trains, Ryan Moore's the jockey, 4-1 the morning line. Lasix for the first time. Adjusted time form figures to buyer's big speed figures, 90 to 92, the last two times out. The Europeans have dominated this race. Aiden O'Brien certainly knows how to get horses ready to win on Breeders' Cup Day. And I just think from a performance standpoint, from a adjusted buyer speed figure standpoint, Dave, I think this horse is probably a standout. And I think you're going to get a nice price on this horse because of the 14 post position. We're going to make the 14 horse, Dave, Anthony Van Dyke, our top selection in this eighth race. Our second selection in this race, Dave's going to be the 10 horse War of Will. Mark Cassie trains Joel Rosario, the jockey, 10-1 in the morning line. No, 12-1 in the morning line. I like this horse because I think this horse could show some speed. And if you've been watching the races over the course of this last year or so, Rosario, when he gets them on the front end on the turf, he can really nurse them along. And so I would expect this horse to be on or near the front end. He has a pretty decent race there on a good track at Woodbine in that maiden special weight race on August 24th. This horse is out of Warfront, who's an incredible turf sire, 389 Tomlinson. Got a chance to go wire to wire with this 10-horse War of Will. And our third and final selection this race, Dave, is going to be the 4-horse. The 4-horse is 40 under. Jeremy Engelhart, kind of off the radar screen trainer, is the trainer. Manny Franco's the jockey. 5-1 the morning line. This horse has won its last two starts on the turf with Franco and won the last time on a yielding turf course, so know he's going to like the soft track. What I really like here, Dave, is that Engelhart did get this horse a workout on the turf course at Churchill Downs on a yielding strip there on October 26th. So let's make the 4-horse, Dave, 40 under our third and final selection in this eighth race. So to summarize, Dave, race 8 on Friday, Breeders' Cup Friday, our selections are going to be 14, 10, and 4.
All right. Then we move to the last race of your picks, and this is the big race of the day. It's the ninth race. It's a mile and a 16th. It's a grade one. It's the Breeders' Cup Juvenile $2 million purse for colts and geldings and two-year-olds. Give us your picks.
Yeah, Dave, so I'm going to make the 9-horse game winner with Baffert and Joel Rosario at 8-5, our top selection. This horse is 3-for-3. Baffert excels, obviously, with these young 2-year-old and 3-year-old colts. This horse has been winning easily. Has the typical Baffert training pattern coming into a race like this. I would expect a standout effort here. Those buyer speed figures, especially that 97 in the last race, kind of blows the rest of this field away from a buyer speed figure standpoint. I having a hard time finding another horse to put on top in this race, but I do have some interesting horses, I think, in the second and third spot. So let's make the 9-horse Dave game winner our top selection in the ninth race at Churchill on Friday. Our second selection, though, Dave, is going to be the 5-horse, well-defined. Mm-hmm. Kathleen O'Connell trains. Mikey Smith's the jockey, 20-1 in the morning line. Kind of think that Smitty might be interested in beating Baffert here, who he's been riding for in all these stakes races and winning. Smith gets on a horse that kind of would fit him really well. A horse with early speed where Smitty might be able to get out there and lull everyone to sleep and make Baffert's horse really come and try to earn it. Smitty does not have a whole lot of mounts over the 2 days of Breeders' Cup, so this is one of his opportunities. I think we're going to see a really good effort out of this horse with Mike Smith on his back. So let's make the five horse, Dave, well-defined, our second selection. And our third and final selection, Dave, is going to be the eight horse, Standard Deviation. Chad Brown trains, Javier Castellanos, the jockey, 12 to 1 in the morning line. A little bit light with the buyer speed figures here, Dave, but that was a really brutal trip last time. 13. This horse was out of the 13 post, out of 13 horses. Interesting to me is that Castellano's been on this horse the last two times, and Chad decides to throw blinkers on for the first time for this Breeders' Cup race, and Chad's 31%, so pretty successful when he throws blinkers on for the first time. I would expect an improved effort out of Standard Deviation. So let's make the eight horse Standard Deviation our third and final selection, Dave. So to summarize, the ninth race at Churchill Downs on Friday, our selections are going to be 9, 5, and 8.
Okay, let's wrap it up here. I'll cut that. Hold on. My throat is cleared. I got to cut that part.
Hey, Dave. Yes. You don't have to cut it because your throat is hoarse.
Okay. Well, okay. Now you've worked that in. I got a little bit of a cold here.
Yeah.
So please go visit our website at offthechartshorseracing.com, you know, or to catch us, kick the links, be able to listen to us. It's all at the top of the page there. Twitter, please follow us at offthecharts.hr. You might have any race day changes, any other picks. Make sure you're, and if you have a chance, please check out our donation page, which we mentioned earlier at patreon.com/offthechartshorseracing. If you have any questions, want to email us, we have an email address, questions@offthechartshorseracing.com. With that, do you have any wrap or closing comments before we wrap this of one of two episodes coming up? Comments?
Yeah, Dave. The only other thing I wanted to say here is 2-year-old races on Friday. Lots of room for improvement. Also, lots of room for regression of horses that have been showing a little bit of ability. You just don't know what you're going to get. Changes in distances, changes in equipment, Changes in competition, changes in field size. 2-year-olds are kids. So
juvenile fillies.
So
juvenile colts.
Yep. So you're going to have a lot. You have an opportunity on Friday to make some money, but I would tread carefully.
All right. We will also see you tomorrow, or actually you will hear us tomorrow. And until then, thanks for joining us. Good luck and good racing.